Today's share is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, the bottom line. Rav Shimon Amar Afal Kishon. The Mishnah, the Gemara, the Braises have been speaking extensively when is a what are included in the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, what are not included in the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. And the Gemara says that Kishif is included in the Zayim Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Asking my time of Shimon, what is the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when it speaks about the Isser of Kishif, Machshef Eloi Sechaya. And then the Pasuk continues saying, Koshoichiv and Behema Mois Yumos. The Torah says that this halacha applies regarding the Machshefa and having relations with an animal. So says the Gemara, Kol Shiyeshna B'Klal Kol Sheichev Mehema, who's ever included in the rule of not allowing to have relations with an animal, which applies to the Nochrim as well, says the Gemara, by putting these two halachas together, Yeshna is also included in the halacha of Machshef Leisechayim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Af Al Kloim, that Bnei Noach were warned that they, Bnei Noach may not have Kloim. However, the Rishonim all point out that when the Gemara says here that Nochrim may not have Klayim, may not do Klayim, what is meant when the Gemara says that Nochrim may not do Klayim, it means that they're not allowed to plant two different trees together, and that they may not plant two different trees together, and they may not mate two different animals. But wearing klayim, which we know we may not wear shatness, does not apply to the nachrim. I saw that the Maril Diskin asks a question. The pasuk says, "Ulevle haplakshim." Avram Avinu gave the plakshim nosen matonis. Avram gave the matonis, and I saw that the Maril Diskin asks. The Rashi says, what does the matonis mean? Shame tumah mosalahem. He gave them the shame of tumah of kishif. So he asks, how could that be if we just learned now, according to Shimon, that kishif is one of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach? And giving them this would certainly be considered a violation, he asks, of le'iv le'siten michshol. Says the Maril Diskin that the shamus that he gave them were shame tumah, but they can't really do any danger. And when we learn here about kishif, we're learning that they could do kishif. Another halacha that he discusses is when is it considered lifnaiver, when is it not considered lifnaiver, because it may be considered lifnei de lifni. It's not giving them, they can't do anything with what he was giving them, only if they use it. So we just learned, the Rebbe Lezer says that they also warned about klayim. Ask the Gemara non immediately, where do we know this halacha? From Amishmul Damakra, the Pasuk says, when it speaks about the Issa klayim, as Chukosei Tishmarin, Chukim Shechachakti Lechem Kvar, these rules that are already in place, the rules that were applicable to the Nochrim about Klayim, you should continue. And what does the Pasuk speak about? Behemtecha lo sabia Klayim, Sotcha lo sizer Klayim. Ma behemtecha, when we speak about the animal, Baharvo, you're not allowed to mix different types of animals. Av Sotcha, so too you feel, Baharkova, you can't mix two different types of trees to plant them together. Ma, and continues the Gemara, Ma behemtecha, and just like this halacha applies, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzlaretz, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlaretz, af sotcha applies, the halacha mixing two different trees applies both in Eretz and Chutzlaretz. So I saw that the Yad Ramah asks that this pasuk also speaks about kali begodim, making a garment out of wool and linen together. And we learned a moment ago that the Rishonim say that levishas klayim, wearing klayim, don't apply to the Bnei Noach. So why would this halacha not apply to the Bnei Noach? And because of that question, the Yad Ramah wants to say that according to this opinion, the Nochrim were not allowed to wear shatnas either. The Maram Shik explains that Chukim, when the Pasuk says that, when the Gemara says the Chukim shechakti lchem kvar, the rules that are already in place, the Nochrim have to continue, says, when did that happen? It happened at the time of Maaseh Bereishis. So suggests the Maram Shik, there was no concept of Kali B'godim at the time of the creation of the world. The only claim that were applicable were Kali, claim of animals, or claim of trees, where the Torah says, Liminehu. And therefore, it never became also to the Nochrim to wear shatras. This last halacha that we just discussed, that these halachas apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, really are not relevant, point out the Rishonim, to what we're discussing in our shir. The Gemara just brings down the rest of the Braisa. And what is the Braisa teaching us? So the way the Rishonim explain, when we learn about the mitzvahs and the averis that are applicable, the pasuk says, "Eila chukim v'mishpatim asher tishmer la'asos kol hayom asher techayim al adama." Avei tavdes kamakom seshavdo shem agoyim. Say the Rishonim that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are mitzvahs of tluyos baretz that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and then there are mitzvahs that are really not in any way related to the land. And since they're not related to the land, they apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and therefore these halachas apply even in the. That's what the Braisa is teaching us, that these halachas are not mitzvahs of tluyos ba'aretz, and therefore they apply even though they're connected to the land, but they're connected to kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and they apply both in Chutz La'aretz and Chutz La'aretz. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. And if that's the way we're going to learn, so wouldn't that seem to teach us that all mitzvahs apply to Nochrim well? Hosom, says the Gemara, by all the mitzvahs it says, v'shamartam es chukosai. The Pasuk uses the word shmartam and then chukosai. The hashta, the halachas that word are applicable and told us now apply to them. Hacha, but here the wording of the pasuk when it speaks about klayim is chukosai tishmrum. That means chukim de mikara, the chukim that were in place before tishmrum. They have a locha that they have to continue to observe those chukim. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed how if somebody is being tried, Rachman Tzlan, for having cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does that then Torah go? So it says, B'chol yoyim, every day, donen oysa edem b'kinui, yaka yoysi is yoysi. They don't, chas v'sholem, want to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name when they're discussing this case. Amar of Achba Yaakov, ein chayiv, one is not chayiv for Birchas Hashem, ad she yivarach shem ben Abba Oysius. These halachas that we're speaking about are only applicable if somebody is cursing the shame yudkei vavkei, the shame of Dala Oysius. Most Rishonim say that this halacha also applies to the shame adnus of Aleph Dala Nun Yud. There's also shame Dala Oysius. Lafuki ben shtei Oysius yudkei the loy. That if that's not considered the Issa of Birkas Hashem. Ask the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Let's look at the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yak es Yak, Yaka Yoisi es Yoisi. So the Mishnah is saying the word Yoisi, so Rashi says that it certainly should only mean the Shem Yudke Vavke, which has four letters, just like Yoisi has. Another Pshat that the Rishonim say, that the Gematria of Yoisi is 86, which is the same gematria as Elohim. And since it's the same gematria as the word Elohim, it means a real Shem Hashem, it means the real Shem Hashem, not just the kinu. The Yad Ramah says that the Mishnah went out of the way to use the word Yoisi, when it uses this example. What does the Mishnah mean to do when it uses Yoisi as the example? Because he says Yoisi, the letters Yud, Vav, and Yud are the same letters that are in the Shem of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And not only that, the letters Yud, Vav, Yud are the gematria of 26, with the Shem gematria as Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And because of that, that since it has most of the letters of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, it means Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, says the Gemara. Madu Tema, if we just had the Mishnah, we would perhaps suggest Milsa Ba'almahu Denokit. The Mishnah is picked the word Yoisi, but it's not here to teach us that it must be the Shem Dalet Oisius. Kamash Mulan, that's what we're learning, that it has to be the Shem Hashem to be considered that you over this Avera. Ikad Amri, but there's a different version. Amar Vacha B'yaka, Shema Mino, Shem Ben Abba Oisius, Shem Nam Shem Hu. When we speak about the Shem Hashem, there are many variations of the Shem Hashem. And one of the variations of the Shem Hashem, which is even holier than the name that we typically use, is a Shem that's spelled with 42 letters. And we would think that maybe when the Torah speaks about Rachman Tzlan cursing Hashem's name, it means only when you use the Shem that has in it 42 letters. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, even the Shem with Dalet Oisius is considered cursing Hashem. Says the Gemara Pshita. So here too, the Gemara asks, why would we think that it means the Shem of 42? When the Mishnah says, Yaka Yoisi is Yoisi Tanan, says the Gemara, Ma'ad Tema Ada Eka Shem Rabba. It's not considered that you're cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name unless you indeed use the name that has the 42 letters in it. And Milsa, and why did the Mishnah mention Yoisi? Milsa Ba'amahu Denokit. The Mishnah just used some sort of a euphemism when we're speaking about cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Kamash Mulan, that Yoisi was very much deliberately used to teach us that it has to be the Shem Abba Oisius, nothing else. The Mishnah says, Ligmar Hadin, but when we're coming to the end of this Tentaira about somebody using, having cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we ask everybody to leave the room, and we ask the Edom to say, what did you hear? And he says what he heard, and the Dayanim hear what they hear, and they get up and they tear their garments, and they never sew them up. Ask the Gemara, I'm the Menolan. From where do we know that they have to stand? Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, the Omer Kura. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael sent Ehud Ben Gera to Egloi Melech Moav that was holding battle with them. And the Pasuk says, Ve'ed Bo Elov, Ehud comes to greet him. For Yosheb Aliyas HaMikra, he was sitting in a room, like an attic, where he sat to get cool. Shaloi Levadoi, that he was sitting there alone. I have a message from Hashem to you. For Yochum Yalakisa and Eglon gets off. Says the Gemara, Vloid Varen Kalvachoymer. So isn't this, says the Gemara, Kalvachoymer? Or Ma Eglon Melech Moyev. We speak about Eglon, who Nochri, who was a Nochri. Vloy Yoda Elabakinoi. And he wasn't, Shem Hashem wasn't used. The word Elakim was used. Omad got up out of respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly Yisrael, when he hears Shema Mefayrish, Alachs Kama Vekama, how much respect they have to go. So from here, it's asked to Rishonim, it seems that the halacha is that if somebody hears the Shema Hashem, that he has to stand up. Is that true? So the Kuntris Harayas from the Riyaz says that it's not really a raya. Because if somebody just hears the Shem Hashem, it doesn't come with a special message to him. Here, as we just read the Pasuk, the message was that I have something specific to tell you. And when we combine the Shem Hashem with that, that's why he had to stand up. The Meiri says that since when the Shem Hashem is mentioned specifically to you, then you have to get up. If it's mentioned just part of davening, then you don't have to get up. B'kayim Minolam, continues the Gemara, how do we know that you have to rip your begadim when you hear Hashem's name in that way. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Ravashka, who was the messenger of Sancheriv to Klal Yisrael, when he wanted to go battle with Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yov aliyokim bet chilkiyah, v'shivna soifah, v'yoya bet osav, hamaskar. All these people came to Chizkiyahu, krui begadim, with their begadim ripped. Why were the begadim ripped? Because as soon as they heard the way Ravashka had spoken, they realized they have to read, they have to rip kriya. So therefore, the Braisa says, from here we see that when somebody repeats this in a Bezdin, the Bezdin has to rip the begadim. Some says the Shach are very bechiddush, based on the Yerushalmi, that not only if one hears the exact words that were said by Bezdin is the halacha that you have to rip your begadim. But the Shach says that even if somebody reports that there was somebody who was Mevarach Hashem, that you have to rip your begadim. But there are many that say that Tosfos and the Rambam disagree with the Yerushalmi, that just being told that somebody acted that way is not enough of a reason to have to rip the begadim. Rabbi Yehuda says, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that this halacha only applies if you hear from a Jew cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not if it's an Akum. Says the Gemara, says the Netziv, what's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chiya? So explains the Netziv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kriya is a symbol of mourning over the person who acted that way. So, when is there a Chi of Kriya? There's a Chi of Kriya only when a Jew acts that way. On the other hand, explains the Netziv, Rav Chi's opinion is not referring to the person who did it. Rav Chi's opinion is it's referring to Hashem's name. And if Hashem's name was desecrated, we have an obligation to show respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and show and rip Kriya because we saw Hashem's name desecrated. We learned that not only must the garment be ripped, the Lema Achin, but it may never be sewn back together. Menolon, says the Gemara, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amarava, Asya Kriya Kriya. Elisha, after Elio, Elisha's Rebbe, Ola Besorah Shemayim, went up to Shemayim. The Pasuk says that he ripped his begodim. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Hacha, regarding somebody who hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name cursed. We just learned by Ravashka. The Pasuk says, Kruya begodim. The Ksiv Hasam, when Elisha, after Elio, went up to Shemayim, the Pasuk says, Elisha Roy, who Mitzayk, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav, Yisrael, Froshav, V'loi Ro, Oid, he no longer had the opportunity to see Elio. The Pasuk says, V'yichazik, begodim, V'yikarm, L'shnaim, Kroy. So ask the Gemara, Mimashim, Shenema, V'yikar, L'shnaim, the Pasuk says, the beggar was ripped. Any day he shared kroyim, don't we obviously know they were ripped? Matam aloyim a kroyim, melamed the kroyim loyim. That not only were they ripped, but the halacha requires that they should be ripped forever. So Tosfos asks, why did Chizkiyahu tear his begadim? We're learning in our Mishnah that when did the dayanim have to rip the begadim? The Dayanim have to rip the Begadim by the Bezdin when they hear the Edom say what they say. But that isn't what they reported to Chizkiyahu. And the Rishonim, so some Rishonim suggest that maybe that was what was happening. The other Rishonim say that what Chizkiyahu heard was not a Din Torah. But we quote the Yerushalmi here, that the Yerushalmi says that if you hear a story about something that happened that way, that the halacha is that you have to rip, and that's why he ripped the begadim. The pasha pshat is they wanted to report to Chizkiyahu exactly what happened, and since they were reporting to Chizkiyahu exactly what happened, they had no option but to tell Chizkiyahu the Shem Hashem. And once Chizkiyahu heard the Shem Hashem, he of course had no choice but to rip his begadim. Tana Rabbanan. Echad HaShemeya, both the person who hears the Shem Hashem, Vechad HaShemeya Mepi HaShemeya, even if you hear from somebody else, V'chayev L'kroya, you have to rip your begadim. as that's the din of the Bezdin in our Mishnah. And therefore, when the Edom report what they heard in our Mishnah, they don't have to rip Kriya, Shekfa Karu, because they already ripped Bishar Shashamu when they heard the Klola. Says the Gemara, Bishar Shashamu, my Hava, what is the difference that they heard when they heard they ripped the Begadim? Hakushami Hashta, they're hearing it again now. Says the Gemara, Loi Sakadata, the Ksiv, the Hikishmai Melech Eskiyav Yikres Begadav. To teach us, from here we see, Hamelech Chizkiyahu Koro. When Chizkiyahu heard what happened, at that point he ripped his begadim. The Haim, like Koru, but they did not have a reason to rip the begadim at that point, because they had already ripped it once, and you don't have to rip twice. Amar Yudon Shmuel, Hashmei Askram Epi'evik Kachavim, as we just discussed, if you hear it from a Nochri, Ein Chayiv Lekroya. Vim Taimar Ravashka, Ravashka was a Nochri, it says the Gemara in Ravashka was actually not a Nochri. Now, Ravashka Yisrael Mumumah Haya. Vam Yudam Shmuel, Ein Karim El Al Shem HaMiyuchad. We only rip the Godim if we have the Shem of Dalet Ois Yisud Kei Vav Kei. Lafuke Kinui, when it's only a Kinah Shem Deloi. And says the Gemara, and this, what we just learned, Pligid Rav Chia disputes Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel in two halachos with Tavayu. Dom Rav Chia, Hashemei Ask Rav Zman Azeh, in somebody hears an askra b'zman hazeh, where people are not that sensitive. Ein chayiv l'kroya. Shimiata oimakein. If we were to say that that would halacha nesmalik kol begadim kroyim, because they're not concerned about being put to death, it happens so often. Says the Gemara, what does he mean with this? Miman, who did you hear this mevarach Hashem from? Ilam Yisrael. If you're saying we heard it from Yisrael, ask the Gemara, Mi Pekiriku Lahai, are Yisraelim b'zman hazeh so disrespectful to the Shem Hashem? El Pshita, who must we be speaking about? Me'avik Chavim, that you heard it from Me'avik Chavim. Says, Me'ish Shem HaMiyuchad, if we're speaking about the Shem HaMiyuchad, says the Gemara Gemiri, do they know the Shem HaMiyuchad that we should say that that's what they used? El Alav, it must be that they Nachum said a kinui, and from Shmamino, and why does this track extrapolated from what we have just learned? Bezman hazeh hu deloy. Bezman hazeh, because that's part of their language, how they speak, and it would be an untenable situation. We don't have to rip Kriya. Hamikara, when they were scared, even when the Nachum were scared, the halacha would be chayiv. So this is clearly an indication that we have to rip Begadim, from the Nachrim. So Rashi learns the Gemara, because it became so common that that's the way they speak, we don't have to rip the Begadim. But there are Rishonim that suggest that even though we're being lenient about ripping the Begadim when they hear a Nachri speak that way, that's only not the first time. The first time we hear a Nachri speak that way, we do have to, even as man is a Shema Minah. From here we see that this halacha applies to a Nachri, and this halacha also doesn't just apply according to Bechir by a Nachri, it even applies by Kinui. Says the Gemara, we learned when the Edom report what they heard, so the Shady Oimer Af Ani Kamayu, whatever the first person said, I heard the same thing. Amri Shlaka Shmamina. From here we see that not only in this halacha, but in all halachas, when Edom are reporting what they say, and the first aide says his testimony, the second aide says, Af ani kamayu. If he says, I heard what the first aide says, kosher. The Dine Mamanus of Dine Nefashis, the halacha is that you could just say, whatever he said is what I heard. But Malahu Da'avid Rabbanan, but Chazal say that that's not something that we should rely on, and the halacha is that we should have each aid clearly in say everything that he saw. For hacha, but here we're speaking about Birchas Hashem, Kivin Delay Efshar, since we want to, of course, avoid speaking this way about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ukmu Rabbanan Adaraisa. Says the Gemara V'sakadatach Posel, if we're going to say that it's Midaraisa, Hacha Mishim Delay Efshar, are we going to say just because we want to avoid the saying the Shem Hashem Katlina Lagavra, that is, of course, not a tenable situation, and therefore the halacha is that it must be that it's only din derabbanan. But there is a machlokes how to understand this din derabbanan. Some rishonim say that the rabbanan only instituted this lechatchila. Lechatchila, every aid should speak out everything and not just say, I agree what the other aid said. Some rishonim said it's not just a din lechatchila. The halacha is that's what must be done besides for this din. The Sha'al Satshuvas Kol Aliyo asks that we learned, anybody who ever learned Masechta Gittin knows that a fundamental halacha in Masechta Gittin is a fundamental halacha in Masechta Gittin is that the shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayyam has to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. And he asks the question, what would be the halacha if this shliach did not say that statement, but rather Bezdin asked the shliach, was this get nechta v'nechta in front of you? And he answers, yes. And now he leaves. And that's all we have. We did not have the shliach speak out the word b'fani nechtav. What will be the halacha? So certainly, he says, that there are two reasons to be lenient. One reason to be lenient is because our Gemara just said that midoraisa, the halacha is that you don't have to have a full-fledged articulation. Saying, I agree, is good enough. And moreover, the halacha of b'fani nechtam is not a real edus. It could be that by edus there's such a halacha, but not in other situations. Do we learn further in the Mishnah? If there are three edim, hashlish shayma afani kamaya, I also agree, says the Gemara. Stama, our Mishnah should be understood that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Omar, the Makash Shlisha L'Shnayim. The Torah says, "A pishnei edim or pishlosh edim yakum dover." And even though we know that two edim are adequate in cases, Rabbi Akiva says, "If three edim came, then all three edim have the halacha of edim, and if one ed is disqualified, the entire edus become the entire testimony of the other edim also becomes disqualified." And that's what happens here as well. That if you have three edim, so since according to Bekiva, all three edim are essential, we have to have all three edim say what they heard or agree to what they heard, and otherwise it's not considered a valid edus. However, the Mishnah goes back to what we learned at the beginning of the parak. At the beginning of the parak, we learned Elohein and the Skolim, and the Mishnah said that one of the people is somebody who's Oved Avodah Zorah. So now the Mishnah delves into that halacha. Who is considered Oved Avodah Kachavim? Oved Avodah Kachavim, Echad Oved, whether it's somebody who worships the Avodah Zorah, Vechad HaMizbayach, somebody who brings a carbon ton of Avodah Zorah, Vechad HaMakter, somebody who burns the animal that he brought as a carbon for the Avodah Zorah, Vechad HaMenaseich, somebody who pours wine or blood for the Avodah Zorah, Vechad HaMishtach, somebody who bows down to it, Vechad HaMekabel Olav Laloka, he accepts the Avodah Zorah as his God, V'Omer, or somebody says, Keli Ato, they says that he is my God. And we're going to learn why is the Mishnah have to say both HaMekabel Olav Laloka Ato, aren't they both really the same? I saw that the Mepharshim say that from here we learn the power of words. The Mishnah says, HaMekabla Olav Aloka. If somebody just accepts the Avodah Zorah as a god, that is enough that he should be considered an Avodah Zorah. So Mepharshim say, we know that the Halacha always tells us the Midah Toiva is Meruba Memidah Pranius. What does Midah Toiva Meruba Memidah Pranius mean? That somebody who does something good is even more powerful than somebody who does something not good. So if we're learning here that if you just say HaMekabel Olav Aloka, if somebody just says I'm accepting this as this Avodah Zorah, it's considered like he worshipped Avodah Zorah. So if somebody pronounces Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is even all the more so powerful than midah toiva that he brings in himself by doing so, he brings himself to a tremendous bracha and Yeshua. And the Mishnah is teaching us, Tzeir Rishonim, that even though he didn't do any act, he just said that I accept this Avodah Zarah, then he's considered a Mekabel of Elika. The Rishonim also point out that the difference between a Mekabel of Elika and Oim Elokeliyotah is a Mekabel of Elika is even when the Avodah Zarah, he's not in front of the Avodah Zarah. Oim Elokeliyotah only applies if he says it in front of the Avodah Zarah. Avol HaMegafef, if somebody hugs the Avodah Zarah, v'menashe, kisses the Avodah Zarah, v'mechabit, he sweeps the floor on the Avodah Zarah, v'merachetz, v'asoch, if somebody washes or anoints the Avodah Zarah, v'malbish, he puts on clothing on the Avodah Zarah, v'manol, he puts on shoes on the Avodah Zarah. In all of these cases, over Belisa say, he is considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Hanoid b'shmoy, if somebody uses the Avodah Zarah to make a name for neder, v'mkayim b'shmoy, if somebody makes a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah, in this case, he's over lo yisaseh, because the pasuk says, v'shem Elohim acherim lo yisaskiru. The person, that is called being over Avodah Zarah. Hapoyer atzmoy lebal pa'or. The Avodah Zarah, that the way they worshipped the Baal Pa'or was that they defecated in front of the Avodah Zarah. Zui Avodah Soi. That's the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped. And therefore, somebody who does so is considered that he did that, is considered that that's the way that he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Or there was an Avodah Zarah called Malkulis, which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains that they had three stones, two on two sides and one on the top. And it was called a Makulis, and they threw stones at it. And that's the way this Avodah Zarah was worshipped. Zui derech avidosa, since that's the way if they worshipped it, and that's why it's considered an Avodah Zarah. The Yad Rama says that not only was it worshipped by throwing stones out of it, they used to shave their hair in front of their Avodah Zarah, and that's why it was worshipped. The Meshech Chochmah says that when we speak about Avodah Zarah, it's most unique. Avodah Zarah is different than other Averis. Other Averis, to be considered that you did a lav, it has to be that you did a maisa, that you did an act. Here, it's just saying that I'm accepting the Avodah Zarah as the God is enough. Why? So the Meshech Chochmah explains that Avodah Zarah is not something that really requires a maisa. What makes the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the Avera of Avodah Zarah, is that it's in the heart that if somebody is worshipping the Avodah Zarah, and therefore by Avodah Zarah, even if just Mekabel of Eloka, that you accept it in that way, it's considered that you did Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, my Echer Oved. Says the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Echer Oved? The Mishnah gives us afterwards many examples of Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yimi Yehokam, Echer Avodah Kedarkoi. If somebody worships the Avodah Zarah the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, so it's Chayiv. And then the Mishnah says, V'echer Hamach Mezbeach, if somebody brings a carbon, V'echer Hamakater, V'dos Ketoyrus, V'echer Hamanasef, V'echer Mishtachva, V'afil Shloi Kedarkoi, even if this is not the way this Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped, Yechayiv. Says the Gemara, V'lechshev Nami Zoyrik. What says the Gemara, why don't we mention that if somebody sprinkles blood for Avodah Zarah, that's an Avodah that's done for Hashem, and since it's an Avodah that's done for Hashem, it should be considered a way of worshipping Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, it is already mentioned. Amar Abaye is Zoyrik Haina Manasseh. When we speak about Manasseh, Zoyrik is included. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Balasich Neskei Midom, so we see the word Nesach is used in the context of Zoyrik. Has the Gemara, Heichem Menani Mili, from where do we know that if somebody does any of the avoidus, any of the way we serve Hashem in the Mishkan, even if that's not the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, it's considered worshiping the Avodah Zarah, the Tana Rabbanim. Ilanem, if the Torah says, Zaveich Yachram, Hayisimem Zaveich Kotch Bechutz, Akos Medamar, we would say that the Pasuk speaking about bringing Kabbanis outside of the base of Migdash. That's if the Pasuk would have used the word Zaveich Yachram. But the Pasuk says, Zaveich Lelakim Yachram, Tamaloimer, Zaveich Lelahim Yachram, Tamaloimer Lelahim, Shabazaveich Lavetz Kacham Akos Medamar. And the Pasuk is saying that somebody does this for Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv misa. That somebody does somebody brings a karma for Avodah Zarah, any type of Avodah Zarah, even an Avodah Zarah that's not worshipped that way, the halach is yumas is chayiv misa. Continues the brisa, eli ella b'zoveich. So I know the halach is that if somebody brings a carbon for Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv misa. Mekatu menasach menayim. Tamaloima, the Pasuk says further there, Bilti Lashem Levadoi, Rikon Avoidus Kulam. The Pasuk identifies all of these Avoidus that are done in the Mishkan that may only bring Lashem HaMiyuchad. Continues the Gemara, Lefi Sheyotz Zvicha, the Torah that says the word Zvicha, Zavech Lalchim Yachram, Lidan Bavoidus Befnim, to teach us that any Avoidus that was done in the Mishkan, that if you do it for Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv. What is this called? This is called Dov V'Shoye B'Chlal, if there was something that was part of a group. V'Yotzim in a Klal, and it was singled out. Loy L'Lamad Al-Atzma Yotzah. It's not only to teach us about it itself. L'Lamad Al-Klal Kula Yotzah. Menayin L'Rabbis Hashtach Avah. How do we know that Hashtach Avah that is also considered that if you did Hashtach Avah for Avodah Zarah, even if that's not the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, Yechayiv Misa Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says, V'yelech v'yavad alehim acherim v'shtach v'lehem. V'samachlei, and the Pasuk says, V'tzeisa ishahu, v'tzeisa ishahi, v'skaltim v'meisu. But as we often have been saying in our Shurim, every Isser in the Torah has to have an Azhara, where the Torah tells us the Isser, and has to have a Lav. So says the Gemara, these Pesukim, Aina Shemanu, are here to tell us the punishment for doing these averis. But as the Gemara's Horminayim, what is the pasuk that teaches us that we're not allowed to do these averis? Tells us the Gemara. The pasuk says, Kilosh tishtach v'le'el acher. So here we learn that one may not bow down to any avodah zarah. Yochol, continues the Braisa, since the pasuk singled out. Since the Pasuk singled out the halach of Hashtach Avah, so we should say, like we said a moment ago, that this is a situation of Dov V'Shoye B'Klal, Yotzman HaKlal, Lo Yolam Atzma Yotzah, Alam HaKlal Kula Yotzah, and what we should say, it comes to include HaMagafif, if somebody hugs the Avodah Zarah, HaMenashik, and he kisses it, HaManal, he puts on the shoes, Tamaloimer, Zaveich Lelechim Yechram. We can't learn that Hashtach Avah means that any way of showing honor is Asur. Because Zvicha B'Chlal Haysa, V'Lama Yotza, why do we single out Zvicha? L'Akashalev V'Lama Lach. Ma Zvicha Miyuchedes. It has to be something that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's when Yechai V'Lam Misa. Af Kol She'Avodis Pnim, anything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, Chayav V'Lam Mitza. Yotza Hashtach Avah, which singles out Hashtach Avah. Lidan ba'atzma. So Hashtach Avah is unique, that even though it's singled out, but we have two things that are singled out. We have Hashtach Avah that's singled out, and we have Zvicha that's singled out. Lidan ba'atzma, that you're only chayiv for Zvicha, that you're only chayiv for Hashtach Avah, and not for anything else that represents showing on the Avodah Zarah. Yotze Zvicha, leading al klal kula, but when we speak about Zvicha, it comes to speak about everything, any avoided that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. So we learn from here as follows. Any avoided that's done in the Beis HaMikdash is Daloch. Any avoided that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, Daloch will tell us, you're not allowed to do for Avodah Zarah. Where do we learn that from? From the word Zoveich Lelahim Yechram, that anything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash is also Asuf Avodah Zarah. But the fact that the Torah also says Hishtachava teaches us that it's a special halacha of Hishtachava, that Hishtachava is Asur, but it doesn't apply to anything else that shows respect to Avodah Zarah. But Hishtachava, the Rishonim now discuss, when Hishtachava is Asur, what does it mean Hishtachava is Asur? Does it mean any type of Hishtachava? What does it only mean Hishtachava that was done in a way of showing honor? But if it's a Hishtachava that doesn't show honor, maybe it's not Asur.